The Roman settlement and the location of present-day Aidoscina is mentioned by name in three written sources from antiquity. The Fluvio Frigido station is mentioned in the so-called Antonine Itinerary, which is a register of roadside places and stations that was created based on an official map from the 3rd century. It is also mentioned on the map of the antique world, the so-called Tabula Peutingeriana. The station in Castra is mentioned in the so-called Jerusalem Itinerary from the first half of the 4th century, which is a register of places and stations along the road connection from Burdigala, present-day Bordeaux, France, to Hierosolima, Jerusalem, intended for pilgrims journeying to the Holy Land. These sources are presented on the first two panels in the order of creation. The fifth panel describes the famous Battle of the Frigidus. This engagement, which took place on the 6th of September 394 in the area of the Upper Vipava Valley, is mentioned by a great many sources, both antique and medieval. It was a civil war between Emperor Theodosius I and the usurper Eugenius, a battle for power, which were common in the 3rd and 4th centuries. Sources characterize this battle as a religious war. The victory of Theodosius became the basis for accelerated Christianization, especially among state officials. Despite the great number of sources, the course of the battle is unclear. Eugenius is said to have set up a stronghold in the area of Hrušica, while the army of Theodosius came from the east. Some sources mention a strong wind, the Bora wind, which had allegedly incapacitated Eugenius's army and thus decided the outcome of the conflict. No material remains have been preserved from the battle. There is no proof that the fortifications on the Hrušica plateau and in Aidoscina suffered any great damage in the conflicts. Life continued in both locations even after the year 394.